You're listening to SBS News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed what he calls the liberation of the flattened city of Mariupol after nearly 2 months of fighting. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the official announcement.
Dear Vladimir Vladimirovich, the armed forces of the Russian Federation and the People's Militia of the Donetsk People's Republic have liberated Mariupol. The remnants of the nationalist formations have taken refuge in the industrial zone of the Azovstal plant. As for today, all of Mariupol is under the control of the Russian army, the People's Militia of the Donetsk People's Republic, and the Azovstal plant territory with the remnants of nationalists and foreign mercenaries is securely blockaded.
More than 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are inside the vast Azovstal plant, which has a large underground area. Instead of ordering Russian troops in, Mr. Putin opted to seal the site, blocking escape and offering the Ukrainians inside the opportunity to surrender.
I consider the proposed storming of the industrial zone unnecessary. I order you to cancel it. This is a case where we must think about preserving the lives and health of our soldiers and officers. There is no need to climb into these catacombs and crawl underground through these industrial facilities. Block off this industrial area so that a fly cannot pass through. Once again, invite all those who have not yet laid down their arms to do so.
The Ukrainian government says the Russian president simply wants to avoid a final clash with its forces in the city because he lacks the troops to defeat them. And United States State Department spokesman Ned Price says President Putin's claim he's taken Mariupol is disinformation.
We understand that Ukraine's forces continue to hold their ground, and there is every reason to believe that President Putin and his defense ministers show for the media what we saw in recent hours is even yet more disinformation from their well-worn playbook. What we've seen from the people of Mariupol, including those who remain in this facility, is nothing short of bravery. It is nothing short of inspiring. And their ferocious stand stands in stark contrast to the plummeting morale that we've seen among Russia's forces.
Video footage from the devastated port city showed bodies being collected by men in white hazmat suits and being placed into the back of vehicles marked with the letter Z. It's unclear where the bodies were taken, but Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko says there are satellite images of a mass grave site in the city. He says only President Putin can decide the fate of the civilians still trapped in Mariupol.
There are still 100,000 people in the city, who for the second day in a row are waiting for evacuation, and they give just us such a tiny number of buses. Like it was yesterday. They said there would be 90 buses but only 7 of them arrived. It's important to understand that the lives that are still there, they are in the hands of just one person, Vladimir Putin.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia rejected a proposal for a truce over the Orthodox Christian Easter period this weekend, but added he still harbors hopes for peace.
Unfortunately, Russia rejected the proposal to establish the Easter ceasefire. This demonstrates very well how the leaders of this state actually feel about the faith, about one of the most joyful and important holidays. But we keep hope, hope for peace, hope that life will conquer death.
Надію на мир, надію на те, що життя переможе смерть.
President Zelensky says there continues to be resistance against Russian troops in Mariupol, refuting Mr. Putin's claims of taking the city. To further support Ukraine in its fight against Russia, President Joe Biden has announced more military aid.
Today, I'm announcing another $800 million to further augment Ukraine's ability to fight in the east in the Donbas region. This package includes heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers.
Mr. Biden also announced a new sanction.
Today, I'm announcing that the United States will ban Russian-affiliated ships from our ports as they did in Europe. That means no ship that sails under the Russian flag or that is owned or operated by a Russian interest will be allowed to dock in a United States port or access our shores. None. This is yet another critical step we're taking in concert with our partners in the European Union, United Kingdom, Canada, and further to deny Russia the benefits of international economic system that they so enjoyed in the past.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.